play by Sol. Stevenson backhanded Sol on this near side. Pass into the centre. Luke Lynch, Harrison on his left. Ryan Harrison into the centre. It's gone in. It looks like Rhys Kelly's got the final touch on it.
Another edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy joined by Rhys Kelly and RK. You're in Glasgow. You're living the dream there, you and Mike Palik. You're in the sauna earlier. You're doing some swimming. How has the summer and the off season been for you, Rhys?
Yeah, it's been good. Just try to relax and take the time off. And yeah, just recently started like picking up the ice in the gym and stuff like that. So now just getting ready for the season.
And we joke there, but you and Pelly both based in Glasgow for the summer, and so you've linked up with Big Pelly there and done a bit of working out and a bit of gym, and it's nice to have teammates there that you can kind of call upon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. If I'm ever bored or need something to do, we just shoot each other a text, and that's it pretty much so.
And how has his first summer been like living in Scotland? Because I know he and his wife really enjoyed the season. I mean, not the results, but he enjoyed living in Scotland. So is he enjoying his first summer? Is he missing the sunshine?
Yeah, I think he enjoys it here. Obviously, his wife's away working and stuff like that. And he sometimes goes to London with her. But yeah, I think overall he likes it. I mean, the weather's been pretty bad this summer, I think. But it's meant to be decent in August, so hopefully picks up. But I think now we're back on ice and stuff, he's enjoying it a bit more.
Look, last year 10th, that's not where we want it to be. I know that's you and I talked about it a little bit, it's disappointing, but for you personally, and let's acknowledge it, you played in every game. No injuries, no suspensions, no nonsense. You played the 54 in the league. You played 10 in the cup. You had 3 goals, 4 assists. You really had a good season personally. I know it's not about personal stuff and you're a team guy, but just talk about your first proper full season in the Elite League, what you learned and what you enjoyed.
Yeah, obviously last year I was in like 2 with Cardiff and stuff, and then I got like proper taste of Elite League, and then after playing those couple games, I thought, you know, I can definitely play at this level. So when I came up, it was more just trying to be consistent throughout, because obviously I'm a younger guy. So every time I go on ice, I want to be doing the same thing, be reliable, know exactly what they're getting with me. And obviously a big thanks to all the other guys in the team. Like, obviously the year wasn't amazing, but for me, like, those guys were unbelievable. Like, they done everything for me, showed me the ropes, especially obviously Cody as well. He was like probably the biggest impact for me, always helped me out. But yeah, just try to be consistent and just do the same thing every day and not really put too much pressure on myself, because obviously you're a younger guy, you don't want to really muck anything up. But yeah, I was just trying to be consistent, and that was pretty much it.
And you were, and you should be applauded for that. You're one of our most consistent performers. You mentioned there your former Cardiff Devil, albeit in short spurts there, but you've also gone away. You've been an under-20 player in Norway for the Stavanger Oilers. You went and played some hockey in Finland, under-20s with IPK. Do those sort of going abroad and playing in Norway and Finland, you think back to those days and the things you learned, and now you're bringing them to full-time EIHL games?
Yeah, I think for me, before I left Scotland, I was like probably not the most confident player, but for me going away, I think my confidence just like skyrocketed. And then, yeah, obviously you go away, you're on the ice every day, sometimes twice a day. So it's like, it's kind of impossible not to get better. And then the more you're on ice, the more confidence you get. So I think the main thing for me going away was more like a mindset thing. I think it definitely helped me like be more confident and know like I can play at a high level. So.
And you look at it as well. I mean, you had an opportunity to play in all situations, because let's be honest, we had some injuries on the back end. We know Nate Callan. We're really happy. We're talking off camera there. Nate Callan signed for Tahoe in the East Coast Hockey League after a bad injury last year. So you had an opportunity to see different looks and different systems. You have goals coming into this season now after that full season under your belt?
Yeah, obviously. To get some special teams from the penalty kill would be good for me, because obviously I've played all that before, like power play, penalty kill, but never at like as high level as Elite League. But even if I can just get, you know, dripped into it a little bit and get more time in there, because obviously I want to have as much ice time as possible. I want to play as much as possible and make a more of an impact than I did last year.
Have you talked to Corey Nielsen, Mike Sorrent, a lot? I know it's been a whirlwind, and we joke about you're off there with Pelly training, but Corey, it's been a bit of a whirlwind since the World Championships as he starts to build the roster. When Corey reaches out to you, do you have a conversation about expectations and roles, or have you talked to him much at all?
Not really, honestly. Like, just he phoned me pretty much when he got the job, and then we just had like a 5-10 minute chat, just kind of how we thought I played and what my game was like. And he said, you know, near the end of the year last year, I was making quite a big impact on the team. So yeah, it was just short and sweet, nothing too special. But I think, you know, you kind of know what to expect. You just got to come in and be ready and take the opportunity that's given to you. So
you look at the roster that Corey's building. Is there anyone you're excited to play with other than Mike Pellick? You know what Pelly and Lacko and Forbes he bring to the table. Is there any of the signings that you're kind of piqued your interest and said, well, I'm looking forward to playing with that guy?
Yeah, it'll be fun to play with all the returning guys. They're all great guys. We got along really well last year. And then probably there's a lot of guys. I think probably for me being D-man, like, Dupree's probably up there, obviously played in NHL and stuff like that. So even just seeing him like day to day and what he does will be good for me just to like just observe what he's doing and learn off him, even just seeing him every day, because whatever, what, 200 games odd in NHL, like, it's not a bad person to take some stuff after, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you have to take advantage of using those things at your disposal to try and learn and take your game to the next level. He's a big guy. You're a big guy. So I'm sure he'll have some tricks of the trade to impart on you. One of the things I really enjoyed last year, I loved watching you play. I loved the way you just sort of got stuck in and you were physical. You moved the puck, you moved your feet. One of my favorite things about Reese Kelly last year was seeing your family at the game. And I know how important it was. You and I spoke before you signed in Glasgow last year, and we won't get too much into that about trying to get away from the NIHL and all that, but you really wanted to play it closer to home and be able to see your family and your friends. Was that special for you? I know, like, again, like, some of the results didn't go our way, but when you look up and see your mom, your dad, some of your family and friends, was that special to be playing in Scotland in front of those people?
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously being away, maybe my mom and stuff would see me play like once or twice a year in person if they could make it over. My dad never got the chance to come over, so other than last year, he's not seen me play for like 7 years in person. So yeah, it's definitely nice to have them there. Just not when we play Fife and my gran and my sister in the way end, but it's pretty funny. But yeah, it's always nice to have your family there. Like, it's nice that they can see in person kind of like where I was before and how I've got to now. So
Giants going for it now. It's 6-on-5 in the final 2 minutes and 15 seconds of this game. McIntyre gets away from Curtie. Big chance for Reece Kelly. Can he make it happen? He does! It's the third goal for the Clan against the Belfast Giants. An empty net goal!
Glad you mentioned your granny, because your granny was one of my favorite people. She obviously knows the sport. She's not afraid to tell you, speak her mind. So she's obviously a big Clan fan when you're not playing Fife. So that's interesting. She sits in the away and when you're on the road there, yeah?
I think that's more my sister. She's a bit too stubborn. She won't say she likes the Clan, so.
I will you tell your granny I said hi, would you? Because like I said, it was always a highlight to run into your family and absolutely oozing with pride that you were back home playing in Scotland and playing full-time at the top level. You talk about the training there with you and Pelly, and you're getting back into the gym and stuff. I always think it's interesting because I've talked to Yuli and some of the new forwards that have signed, and their specific training is quite forward-centric. What do you do differently training in the summer now that you're back kind of at it for a defenseman?
Yeah, I think, like I say, being away and stuff like that, you kind of learn like what you need to do in the summer, and now I kind of just make my own kind of plan up. Like, I know what feels good for me and what I like, so I feel like I know well enough what I should do. So yeah, I just make a plan for myself, and kind of like two phases. Like, the first phase is all like, you know, strength and stuff like that, and then the closer you get to season, it's more like plyometrics, just try to get a bit faster and stuff like that. So now I'm kind of coming into the phase where a bit more like sprints and box jumps and blah, 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 stuff like that, just to try to get a bit quicker before the season starts. But yeah.
Talk about the World Championships there and Corey being on the bench with Pete Russell and Chuck Weber. Did you watch a little bit of the World Championships and did you say to yourself, well, that's enough of this not being, I want to be a part of that roster? Was it something that you watched and kind of took notice of the defenseman that represented GB this year and what you could possibly do in the future?
Yeah, I watched all the games, obviously, like Lacko was playing and stuff. So, but yeah, watching that, I'm like, you know, I want to be there. Like, I don't want to be sitting in the house watching that. I should be, I feel like I should be there and try help the team, especially next year. Hopefully I can prove I can be there. But yeah, for me, that's something, yeah, dream come true, play for GB and be at the top level like that. So
I know you're a quiet guy and you're one of the younger guys. So it's sometimes the voice in the dressing room, you leave it to the older guys. But my recommendation there would be get out to Corey Nielsen right away and say, look, I want to know what I need to do this year to be a part of that GB squad. Because he has, well, I'm sure Lacko's told you, he's done a real good job developing British talent over the years, including Lacko. So that's got to be exciting to work with Corey Nielsen coming up.
Yeah, I think for me, it's kind of like probably the best person to come in, really. You know, he's already in the GB setup and you see all the teams that he's had before in the league. He's been there and done everything in the league. And he's done good when he's went away as well. And then, yeah, the development he does for the younger Brits as well. And can't really, like, it's like when Dupree comes in, you know, there's not really much better people that you can have right now for my development. So it's really good.
And still some big signings to come, certainly. So it is, there's a lot to be excited about, a lot to look forward to. Our fans, I mean, 12 sellouts last year, despite the results, the fans came out, the fans supported you guys on the ice. Did you feel that? I mean, it's that building when it's going the Clan's way is a fun place to play, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously. Last year was lots of ups and downs, but, you know, the fans are always there, they're always passionate, but I think the main highlight was when we played Nottingham. We were winning, like, I don't know, like 9-2 or 9-3 or something. Like, I was just sitting on the bench, like, I don't know, maybe Cody or something sitting next to me. We were just looking at each other and it was so loud. And we're like, you know, if we could just win more games, it'd be like this all the time. But yeah, when the fans are behind us, it's like you take a step back on the bench and you're like, just kind of looking around, like, so loud. Everybody was buzzing that night. So that was probably one of my favorite moments from last year, all the fans. They were just so loud. And, you know, they're all passionate, but, you know, we try our best out there, so.
Yeah, I think that night was pretty special. There was some big nights, and like I said, you were a former Cardiff Devil, and we get to the knockout stage. We knock out the Cardiff Devils, and then we go on to the semifinals. But was that special as well, to go into Cardiff in the second leg down by a goal on aggregate and to overturn that and get through to the next phase in your old stadium there in Ice Arena, Wales?
Yeah, it was fun. Obviously, I had that assist that game too, so that was a little like icing on top of the cake there for me. So it was. I don't hold any bad grudge towards Cardiff. I loved it there, but yeah, it was good for me getting that assist. I thought, just like I was saying to my family before, I was like, I don't know, you just have that feeling sometimes, like you're going back to a place you used to play, like you just have a feeling something might happen. So it was good to get an assist there and go through.
Yeah, it was a lovely pass and certainly an essential point at that point. You talked about Cody Solder, his leadership, and I talked to his folks when they were over, and they were really proud of him about being a leader and taking you under his big wing there. And I think they were really proud of the fact that he was becoming like kind of that leader and showing you the way as a big defenseman as well. Is he now a friend and someone you'll keep in touch with? We know he's off to Hungary. He's going to play for Jason Morgan again, but will you keep in touch with Cody and continue to pick his brain?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously our age gap's quite big, but that doesn't matter when you're on teams like this. Everybody was close, and for me, yeah, I'll keep in contact with him. Like, you know, not every single day we talk, but, you know, here and there, or if I ever go back over to America for a visit, then I'd definitely stop in and see how he's doing.
Yeah, he certainly, you guys had a great pairing, and certainly you would have learned a lot, right? Like, there's a guy, he was an NHL draft pick as well, a big guy, and certainly lots of coast experience. So another guy that you were able to pick his brain. You talk about Desprez, and so it's smart. You have to use the resources around you, and certainly at some point you're going to be that guy that a young up-and-coming defenseman will be picking your brain. Have you talked to Joe Hazeldine at all, another young Brit guy who's going to join the fray this year? Have you guys crossed paths before?
I haven't spoken to him this summer yet, but last year at playoffs and stuff, I've seen him because obviously we both know I play with Cade. I know Cade pretty well, and I think they're good buddies. So usually, like, if I was in Nottingham or if I was with Cade at one point, I'd bump into him and say hello. But I wouldn't say I know Joe, like, super well, but we definitely got along every time. So I'm looking forward to playing with him.
Lynch on the backhand sends it towards the net front. Puck ends up wide of the target in the corner. Patrick wanted a one-timer. Pascal's weak side. Oh, off of Blaze, body it in.
Chris McKay was someone who played really well against us last year. Dundee Stars, big guy as well. Seemed to always be punching one of our guys in the face and creating havoc. Had a couple of goals against us as well. Are you looking forward to having him on your team and not having to worry about getting a face wash from big Chris McKay this season?
Yeah, definitely. It's funny. I remember, like, speaking to him, like, during the game a couple of times. I think he, like, pulled a toe drag on Cody. It was pretty funny. He's like, oh, don't do that too often. We were just laughing. But yeah, he seems like a really good guy. And obviously having our decor is, like, I think everybody's like 6'1" above next year. So it's going to be, I think we're going to be tough to play against next year in the back end. Like, it won't be easy for teams to come and play. So having big guys like that is definitely an advantage, I would say.
Yeah, I think Joel is actually the smallest at 6'1", which is a big person, man. And then you go all the way up. I mean, it's interesting, but the important thing there is the mobility of those big guys as well, and certainly the speed up front with the likes of certainly McClellan coming in, and a few more signings to come. So Corey's still busy working away there. Mike Sarant's going to come in as well, and he has experience. He brought the Bisons into Brayhead Arena years ago and had a win. So you've got two new coaches to work with there, and certainly keep your game growing. Let's talk about away from the ice. So, I mean, I know that you've enjoyed your time in Glasgow this summer. Have you been golfing? Like, what are you doing away from the rink? I know you're back into training now, and we've touched on that, but what have you been doing to kind of enjoy yourself as well?
Just relax and really play a bit of golf here now. I go to the gym. Obviously, my girlfriend's in Glasgow, so see her here and there as well. But just honestly, like, in the summer, I just try to take time off and just relax, whether that be, I don't know, going out in town and having a few beers or something like that. But yeah, just try to take it easy. I don't really do too much, I would say. I just pretty laid back person, so I like to just chill out, and obviously see my family since, of course.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would imagine that family's a big part of that off-season process for you. And again, I remember how proud both your mom, your dad, your granny, your sister, just oozing that, you know, sort of proud of what you're accomplishing, and still so much more to accomplish. I know, and I said it earlier, you're a team guy, and your goals this year, you want to make a bit more of an impact and all that. And do you think that's important as well with each year to have attainable goals? I mean, you know that you're not going to go out, probably you're not going to say to yourself, I'm going to go out and get 80 points and we're going to win the treble, but you want to say little incremental goals that each year you have to keep improving. You don't want to just kind of go, okay, I made it to the Elite League, now I'm happy. So is there little goals, and you don't need to share them, but is there anything in the back of your head other than making an impact? Is there anything that you've written in the notebook that you'd like to key on this year?
Yeah, I've got like a couple ones that I really want to do, but I feel like as long as I'm doing the right things, it'll happen. You know, I'm not like too worried on them. It's more just, if I do the right thing, then that'll just happen. That's kind of what me and Cody talked about last year a lot. You know, let's just play the right way, and we'll get chances, we'll get points. Like, try and play good in our own end, and then stuff will be happening the other end. We'll be able to create it quicker. So yeah, just kind of do my own thing, and the goals will come as long as you don't cheat the game and play the right way. So
I like that you said that. That's, I think Cody said that a few times to me. If you don't cheat the game, then the game won't cheat you. And certainly we wish him well in Hungary this year. But it's important to learn from those veterans. And you know, we had good leadership last year and all that didn't quite work out, but it's got to be better this year. And certainly I think Corey brings a different strategy and a different voice. And you look at all the trophies, I mean, everything from the only coach to win a Continental Cup with an EIHL team, all the playoff championships, the Challenge Cup. So when you have a guy like that coming in and maybe a couple of guys in the room that have won it before, that helps as well, doesn't it? Guys that have had that experience of winning in the Elite League.
Yeah. Definitely, like Lacko last year, he was, I wouldn't say he's like the most talkative person ever, like in the room, like, but you know, when he had to speak up and be serious, like everybody listened and knew what he was talking about, especially like the start in the Challenge Cup. You know, he was telling the new guys like how important these first couple games are, obviously how it's aggregate and stuff like that. So it's like, you can't take a shift off because it could, if I don't know, if you go down 3-0 in the first game, then you're down 3-0 in the second game straight away. So he kind of made that clear to all the guys, but yeah, going to have guys at Lacko and then obviously Corey. It's going to be massive for the team.
Are you excited about the preseason tournament? Now, you're a guy, as we mentioned earlier in Clan Chat here, you've been to Norway to play for a season. You've played in Finland as a younger player. We're off to Germany for the Warrior Pro Tournament. Is that something that's got you got the juices flowing? You're looking forward to playing against some really high-level European opposition to get ready for the EIHL season?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I think I've played against like high level, but only when I was like under 20. So now to see it at the pro level is going to be a massive difference. But yeah, I think it's going to be good for us to go over there and play against high level. And then hopefully when we come back over here, we should be, you know, like flying when we come back over, playing teams that are in like the KHL and stuff like that. Like, they're going to be unbelievable. So for me, it's going to be a great challenge. And I can't wait to go over there. I think it'll be good for the team morale, good team bonding as well. A little trip away for a couple of days will be fun.
Yeah, especially for the new guys. Like you said, there's the returnees, but there's going to be plenty of turnover, and it'll be good for you guys to all gel. It's becoming very real now with the signings and certainly the new coaches. The schedule's come out from the EIHL. So have you looked at the schedule and kind of circled anything that you're looking forward to? Or is it just that once that schedule comes out, it becomes very real and it's time to get back to work?
Yeah. Honestly, I've not been paying attention too much. I seem we're playing Fife off the start, obviously, because my family and stuff. So hopefully win that first game against them, that'll be fun.
Yeah, important to get off on the right skate, so to speak. Do you have a message for the Purple Army before I let you go and get back to training, get back to texting Mike Pelican, making sure he's not bored there across town? Do you have a message for the Purple Army just to say, you know, like, we're coming back, we're going to do our best? Is there a message from RK to the Purple Army?
Yeah, well, first off, I say thank you for everyone. I feel like, obviously, the team... we're struggling last year, but I feel like personally I got really good support from everybody, which, you know, I appreciate that a lot, and it does mean a lot. It makes you want to go out nice and work even harder for everybody in the stands. But yeah, just bring the noise like that. One not an in game, we're going to try win as many games as possible next year, and you know, I can't wait to be taken back on the bench again, looking around and the atmosphere. But yeah, we're going to be ready next year, so make sure you guys are ready to be loud, and can't wait.
RK, thanks for taking the time to join us here on Clan Chat. It's always a pleasure. Say hi to your granny and your mom, your dad, everyone there in Scotland. And we'll see you. I guess the next time I see you in person, we'll be winging it towards Germany for the Warrior Pro Tournament. So best of luck with the rest of the training and the rest of the offseason. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Perfect. Thank you. See you later.